With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 2:07. Shad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook with you. News Talk 830 W. CCO, outstanding reporter for the Star Tribune, Rochelle Olson, is here mainly to talk about media access to the upcoming trial involving three of the officers involved in the murder of George Floyd and why the public should care about this and why I agree with the media on this particular point. But Rochelle, as I bring you in, I've got a couple topics for you first, including one where Adam reached out to you and called you his dear friend.
Fake news.
His dear friend.
I didn't reach out.
And I thought that was an extraordinary overreach. I believe I used the word acquaintance. I believe earlier I said maybe a more appropriate one is someone that you occasionally bump into in downtown Minneapolis. That is more accurate than a dear friend. Is that not correct?
Well, it's like you're cross-examining me here. Is that not correct?
Yes.
No.
Your Honor, the question.
Badgering.
Yeah, well, yeah, thank you. Why do we have to label everything? Can't we just live and let live here? Why do we have to call it anything?
Fake news from Adam Carter. Fake news.
Yeah, I don't use that term, so, you know.
Dear friend involving Adam Carter, thank you. I believe Counselor Carter?
That was a disinformation campaign from you just now. Rochelle and I are good, okay? We don't need your approval, okay?
Yeah.
Hot shot.
Yeah.
Hot shot. Have you ever used the term, Rochelle, hot shot?
In regard to Adam Carter?
Or anybody.
Sure. Right. Every chance anybody. I get.
Hot shot. Could you work that into one of your stories sometime in the next 2 weeks? Hot shot?
I don't know about the next 2 weeks, but I'm sure I could. It'd give me a little more time. I mean, I'm going to be covering a trial for the next month, so it might be a little tough. But
Judge Hotshot said during the...
I mean, you're a skilled writer. I mean, work it in. Now, Adam, did you happen to see the profile on Rochelle?
I did.
Star Tribune?
I did.
It wasn't a profile. It was a Q&A.
Q&A. Yeah,
Q&A. Is there much of a difference between a profile and a Q&A? Pretty close, right?
Wow, dude, you're really going all woo-woo on us here today. It's like, I don't know what's going on.
I know, and I got one more, too. One more
woo-woo. Look at that bait and switch going on here.
Yeah. Rochelle, please come on with us again. Please don't let this ruin the relationship.
I thought my father was the name dropper. Well, you were dropping a lot of names in that interview.
Well, you're a reporter for a long. I mean, that was just a fraction. I've been a reporter for quite a while. You run into a lot of people over the course of that. That was relatively restrained.
Would Adam have made that? You know, in various names that you've bumped into over the years.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure if he ever makes something of himself, I'm sure he will.
One of these days, Mom, one of these days.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
I know you are. I know. So are we. Okay, so let's talk about this. This obviously is an enormous trial. This is a federal trial. Let's just tell people again how, because this involved the officers in the death and the murder of George Floyd, some people are saying, now, wait a second. Why is this in St. Paul and not Minneapolis? It just happened by random to fall to Judge Magnuson, who's in St. Paul. Is it pretty much as simple as that?
Yeah, I'm not sure how he got the case, you know, if it was, I don't know if it was random or how that decision was made, but yes, Judge Magnuson's chambers are in St. Paul, where they have been for his 40-some years on the bench, and wow. He is not going to have anybody tell him to go hold a trial in Minneapolis. So that's why it's in St. Paul, because it's Judge Magnuson's trial, and that's where he wants to have it, even though there are, oh, I don't know, bigger courtrooms in Minneapolis, but
correct.
Never mind. Yeah, that's
Adam,
why it's in St. Paul.
Did that surprise you when we first found out about this months ago?
It surprised me, but when it comes to judges' decisions, though, I mean, can you really be surprised?
No, especially federal judges.
Yeah.
They do what they want.
So this is a federal trial. Talk about the federal guidelines, law, however we want to say it, regarding media access and what the media would like in this particular case.
Well, I mean, for one thing, you know, we don't have cameras in the Supreme Court. Let's start with that. And they only recently started allowing live audio of U.S. Supreme Court oral arguments during the pandemic. And before that, they would, you know, they'd release audio on a delay, maybe started out like at the end of the week or something. They'd get you the audio from those. So they're considerably more restrictive in terms of electronics in the courtroom. I mean, we have the vast majority of states already have cameras in courtrooms, in state courts. But the federal system is entirely different, placed by its own set of rules, led by the U.S. Supreme Court, which has been so wary of all this. And, you know, they don't mind running around the country giving speeches about how they're misunderstood and being politicized, but they won't allow cameras in the courtroom so people can see what they're actually doing. So it's a totally different, I guess you could say, ballgame. As everybody, hopefully a lot of people listening, knows, the Chauvin trial in state court, the Derek Chauvin trial and the death of George Floyd last spring was broadcast via live stream, first mm-hmm. time in Minnesota. And I don't think anybody would disagree that it went very well, very smoothly. I mean, if you were in that courtroom, you didn't know the cameras were there. I mean, of course, technology is amazing these days, right? What cameras can do. And that those cameras were installed and run by, and the production was run by Court TV, you know, the national outlet that knows exactly how to run these operations. But they've never done a federal trial because the federal courts won't let them in the courtrooms. So instead, we're going to have cameras. I don't know if they're operated by the courts, but they're going to be static. You know, they're not going to move around. If somebody's talking, we're not necessarily going to be able to see them. We're not going to be able to see the defense cameras or the defense tables, I'm sorry. And these the proceedings will not be broadcast beyond the courthouse. They will be broadcast to two overflow rooms, one for media, one for the general public, on a first-come, first-served basis every day. Both rooms capped at 40 people. So that's 40 people each. It's about 80 people if they're maxed. In contrast, last spring, when the Chauvin verdict was read, 23 million people watched that live stream. Mm-hmm. So, big difference. And I mean, we'll find out a little bit tomorrow when jury selection starts, but we're all pretty concerned about the, you know, I mentioned Court TV had run the cameras in the Chauvin trial, and that was just top notch. I mean, if there was ever a glitch, you'd call the producer and it would be fixed within minutes, literally. Here, you know, there were already troubles with the audio during a hearing and what we're going to be able to see or hear. There will be four media members in the courtroom each day, taking lots of notes, but certainly a lot of people on the outside looking in trying to figure out what's happening.
You just answered one of the questions. So there's four media members, and that's opposed to two, right, in the state trials. Are we operating like on a pool system, too, where this is like sign up and random drawings every day? How does that work?
They did the drawing yesterday. Okay. Anybody who was any outlet that was interested put their name in. And so we have a schedule of when your outlet is in, and then it's up to like the Star Tribune to figure out who they want to send in that day or who wants to go in that day. And yes, that's four instead of two. And I do believe there is an obligation to share your notes, share whatever notes you take from the courtroom. But I mean, you know, that's difficult too, because it's like everybody, you'd all be rather watching it for yourself than trying to play this game of telephone with note taking.
Rochelle, for people, you know, when you mentioned that, you know, some cameras won't show the defense table, things like that, for people who are listening who aren't journalists to say, well, so what? The reporters in the courtroom, we're going to hear what's going on. Explain why it matters, that what the difference is when you have that kind of access as opposed to now in this case where you won't be able to see that.
Well, I mean, it's like anything. It's like if you go, you know, it's even like, say, you go to a movie or you go to a baseball game or a football game or it's like anything. Do you want to see it and describe it with your own eyes, or do you want somebody else, you know, do you want to turn your back on it and have somebody else describe what's happening? I mean, the more information you can get, the better. And there's going to be so much. Like I said, you asked about the defense tables. I mean, that's a key part of any trial, is sort of watching the demeanor of the defendant, watching how the defendant interacts with their lawyer, watching how the defendant reacts to the testimony, the judge. Do the jurors look over at the defendant?
Yes.
Does the defendant, you know, does anybody, I mean, not ultimately it's all about the jury verdict, right? But it's just all—it's all important to understanding what, you know. This is an arm of government that we have set up and that we pay for, and they're doing our business. You know, this is a very important civil rights trial. They're charged with civil rights violations in one of the most important cases in state history, and. And when you have the fewer people you have able to watch it, I mean, that gets, we're talking about closed government, and that's not the system we're supposed to have set up.
And everyone should care about that.
Right. And I mean, you know, Adam, if we're sitting in a room, or Chad, or the three of us, whatever, we can all watch the same TV show. And then this happens all the time, right? We can all watch the same TV show,
yes,
and then have a conversation about it. And we all will interpret it differently. And we all will remember things differently. We'll all see different things. And that's why, you know, you're limiting the number of people. You're really limiting what's being seen and how it's being reported. And it's just a real tough situation.
Rochelle Olson is with us. We'll let Rochelle go after this one. Remind folks, tomorrow, Joe Freeberg is going to join us. Dan, this time, right, 2:05 to talk about the first day?
That's the plan.
Of the trial. Yep, that is our plan. So we'll talk more about the case itself, and I'm sure Rochelle will try to work around her schedule when she's available to talk about this also. What is the likelihood, Rochelle, that this decision is going to be reversed? We're talking about the coverage, any sort of live media coverage, the trial of the three officers in the death of George Floyd, the civil trial, and so people, as Rochelle eloquently pointed out, can watch what they want to, inform their own opinion. They can supplement that, listen to our show, read Rochelle's stories, others, but if they want to, see the information. How likely is a change to happen?
In terms of access to the trial?
Yep.
Oh, it's not going to change. The judge today responded to a media letter of concerns from the media coalition. He responded by saying, you know, basically, I hear you, but I disagree. I'm not going to change. I mean, federal judges can run their courtrooms as they see fit. They're appointed for life, and we pay them for life well into, you know, until the day they die. So they don't really answer to anybody at this point. He can do what he wants, and he's not going to change it.
Always appreciate it, including the fun at the start. Thank you so much, and we'll talk soon.
All right.
Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune. a mayor is going to join us before this show is done. We'll explain when we come back.
Wow, dude, you're really going all woo-woo on us here today.
You better know what that means with the howl. That's up to you. It's up to you to know what to do, know what number to call. Can we play that soundbite once again, Daniel J. Cook?
Wow, dude, you're really going all woo-woo on us here today.
Should I take that as a compliment?
I'm just
going all woo-woo.
Do we know, is it woo-woo or lulu?
I think we need to play it again.
Oh. Wow, dude, you're really going all woo-woo on us here today.
I hear woo-woo.
Yeah, I guess it's woo-woo. It's one of those.
Yeah.
Like Rochelle was just saying, three people could hear it differently.
Yes.
It's one of the blue dress, white dress phenomenon.
Yeah. Are we due for another one of those again?
Oh, of course.
Well,
we had the blue dress, white dress. We had the word that's half the people worth said, well, heard this and then heard this. And then we had the 2020 presidential elections.
Exactly.
Where half people thought something happened and the other half saw something.
And then we had COVID.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's
little
all fun,
did we realize the dress story was a preview of the rest of our lives.
Yes.
What were the words again?
Oh, it was, I cannot remember. Half the people heard
it. Was it woo-woo or lulu? Is that possible? That's what it was.
No, it was like I'm trying to Google as we speak.
Are we back doing the three white guys Googling again?
Three white guys.
This is what we're doing again?
Oh, it was Laurel or Yanny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm trying to remember which one because I was convinced it was one. And then I think later we played it. I think I was golfing like this. Then we played it out here. I was like,
Laurel. Laurel.
That's Laurel. Yeah, that's Laurel.
That's Laurel all the way.
Dan.
Absolutely.
There's not a shred of doubt. Did we want to say, because he's one of our own, Yanni?
Yanni.
Do we just want to go Yanni? Minnesota's own Yanni?
University. Go Gophers. Row the boat.
Go Gophers. Right. Okay, speaking of something, am I the only one who saw a rainbow about 9 o'clock this morning?
No, it was a snow dog, and they call it, or a sun dog. Isn't that what they're called?
Is that what they call
it? It's a straight up and down rainbow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a sun dog, I think they call those.
Do they call it woo-woo or a sun dog? Do you know the difference?
Sun dog.
Wow, dude, you're really going all woo-woo on us here today.
Can I play that now? Or Dan, can you just fire it? Various interviews when people are unwilling to answer. Just yes. The most
if there's ever
simple,
that little kind of gap in the deal, just oh, you know, bam.
So
wow, dude,
good.
you're really going all woo-woo on us here today.
Next time Tim Walz is on. Or
well, there won't be a gap in that interview.
No, because the governor averages about 5 minutes an answer. We could say Amy oh, that's right. She doesn't answer our questions, doesn't really want to face questions, so doesn't answer our phone calls. It's part of the reason why she's not on. Why do snow dogs happen, Mr. Winter?
Don't ask me. Ask Paul Douglas.
Well, you're here.
It's got to have something to do. I'm guessing it's got to do with temperature. It's got to do with humidity, particles in the air, and, of course, the sun.
Seems all possible, Dan, right?
Oh, that's why we say when we do Ask Adam Anything that we're not sure the answers will be correct, but they'll sound good.
It's fairly similar to the news, Dan, right? I mean,
you know what, Chad? The texter nails it here. The disrespect you show to the truth is embarrassing.
You want to summarize that text, by the way?
I'd have to. I didn't get the first part of it, too. But this person is from a 480 area code, so they're fired up. Whatever area code
Arizona,
that is,
Arizona, baby.
Is that Arizona?
Arizona. Listen, we appreciate
yes
anybody that listens, any location, including the place that I view as my second home, the Phoenix, Tempe, Seville? Scottsdale
oh, I'm sorry.
Area. What's that?
I thought it was the Seville.
That's you. That's you and Billy.
Billy
have
my buddy,
a very
good... Hey, you're kind of chubby.
Billy called you husky, I think. Right there, right with Laura Oaks. Yeah, I was impressed by the Sun Dogs. You know what? I want to see more Sun Dogs. Don't you want to see more Sun Dogs?
No, because I think Sun Dogs are only around when it's really bitterly cold. Sun Dogs are colored spots of light that develop due to the refraction of light through ice crystals. They're located approximately 20 degrees either left or right, or both, of the sun, depending on where the ice crystals are present.
And that ends another segment of Old White Guys Googling Stuff on WCCO Radio.
You guys might be old. Speak for yourself. Okay, I'm
rapidly approaching 60.
Yeah.
That only applies to one.
Not even close. Not even close. Mayor Jimmy Francis.
In trouble.
Our guy.
Controversy.
In trouble.
Is it the end?
For his pictures, which I have no idea why I follow the guy. I do. I see these pictures. I look at him. He's been lying to us.
Just took this.
What does this mean? I've got to go back outside during the break. I'm not excited. Adam will give you the weather when we come back.
Wow, dude, you're really going all woo-woo on us here today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.